This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Last Wednesday, a 9-year-old girl was struck and killed while riding her bicycle in Bozeman near Rouse and Griffin Drive. Addie McCurdy was struck around 10:52 a.m. The Bozeman Police Department responded to the vehicle versus bicyclist collision. Upon arrival, it was quickly determined that McCurdy had died from injuries sustained in the crash. Several drivers witnessed the collision and later provided statements to law enforcement. The driver of the vehicle involved stopped immediately and is cooperating with the investigation. Preliminary findings indicate the girl was riding westbound on the south side of Griffin Drive, but then made an abrupt turn northbound across Griffin Drive in front of the westbound vehicle. The driver could not avoid the girl. Addie McCurdy lived in the neighborhood off of Griffin, right where she was struck and killed. A GoFundMe has been set up for Addie's family following her death. A semi-truck carrying millions of honeybees flipped over on U.S. Highway 191 in Yellowstone National Park last Tuesday. Damaged and destroyed beehives were scattered across a quarter-mile stretch of road. Bees were swarming passing vehicles. Several heavy vehicle tow trucks and a Yellowstone ambulance were at the scene, as well as emergency responders from the area. A beekeeper, Mike Jordan, said that the incident was a devastating loss for all involved. Jordan said, "From the way it looks, I'd think about 40% to 50% of what's there is salvageable, maybe. It's a big dump across a long section, so I'd say they've got a 3-day ordeal to clean up the site and recover what bees they can." An average honeybee box can hold between 75,000 and 125,000 bees. Each box costs around $500 and generates $2,000 in profit from honey production. A semi-truck like the one that crashed can carry 250 to 500 honey boxes and potentially double that if at capacity. Jordan said, "There could be up to 1,000 of those boxes in one load. That's easily millions of bees and hundreds of thousands of dollars lost in this one Yellowstone semi-truck crash." The vehicle crash cleanup was one problem, but the larger problem was how the National Park Service would manage a 500-hive bee recovery in Yellowstone National Park. In a high-traffic area such as a highway through Yellowstone during the summer, the first step in a successful recovery of the bees is to make critical moves within 48 hours. That's how long before the surviving bees move on. Jordan said, "The queens are going to be looking for locations where they feel safe. If you can't get new hives set up in 48 hours, the queens will migrate and leave a pheromone trail that the bees accommodating her in that hive will follow. Tracking down and individually placing the queens in new or rebuilt honey boxes is the best strategy, assuming the surviving queens can be located. Otherwise, there might be a big bee population in Northwest Yellowstone this year. The first step to recover the bees is by quickly setting up new honey boxes in a safe spot near the scene." Jordan said, "Bees are very communal. They work on a swarm mentality, and they can migrate and integrate into a new colony pretty easily. Once the new housing is set up, they'll typically migrate to those locations within 24 hours. On Wednesday, June 24th, Belgrade Summer Nights begins its summer season. Belgrade Summer Nights is a free community block party on select Wednesdays throughout the summer from 6 to 8:30 p.m. on Broadway Street in Belgrade. Belgrade Summer Nights features live music, food trucks, local vendors, drinks, and family-friendly activities. That's Belgrade Summer Nights kicking off the season on Wednesday, June 24th, 6 to 8:30 p.m. in downtown Belgrade. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.